If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. So, Lopez, you've been on these airways for a long time, man.
I have.
I don't want to put your date out there, but
that's fine.
It was, what, 2000 and...
When I got here?
Yeah, when you got here.
2009.
So you've been here since 2009. I don't know how long you
graduated high school that year.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I was there.
I was in these streets in 2009. But so you've been on the airways for a long time, and you've been having this take for a long time, mm-hmm. since I can remember, about pretty much postal services are no longer needed.
You don't need.
Yeah, so can you state it so that way I'm not misrepresenting what you're saying?
Okay, there's a couple things. You don't need mail anymore, period. But that's not to throw our beloved
salute
mail.
To our postal service workers out there. Salute to my sister, my brother-in-law.
You talking about my family?
Yeah, you talking about my family?
I got them taken care of. Just to hear me out. It's not. It's certainly a salute to our dear postal carriers and all that. What I feel is
they listen to us right now on the Odyssey app.
They like this idea. You can transition that into something else, because everything and anything you can get in the mail, you can get otherwise. Period. There is no exception. Nothing. Yeah, all of it you can get other than someone delivering it to your house. What you can do with the postal offices and carriers is transition that into dispensaries. Across the country. They just legalized marijuana.
What are they dispensing? Okay, literally.
Got you. They still have jobs. They have very lucrative jobs, maybe more lucrative jobs. Boom, bingo, bango, boingo, problem solved.
That actually very much makes sense as a landing point for your thought, because you would have to be high to come up with it.
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
So you want them to be drug dealers at this point?
No, legal dispensaries.
Drug dealers.
They literally are everywhere right now anyway.
Dispensaries or the post office?
Dispensaries.
Oh, okay. It's like I've lost the plot a few times here.
Or even if you don't want to go down that road and that's a whole other vote and all that, transition them into another viable industry.
Okay. I think the premise is wrong, but we've been here before.
You don't need mail. You don't need mail. Zero. You don't need it.
Well, a country decided to roll with this idea. I don't know about the drug part of it.
Well, I mean, it is a Scandinavian one, ain't it? It's up there. One of them European.
How about that?
Denmark.
Yep.
Okay.
They decided
the Danes.
They decided to roll with your idea. Let's go to CNN News with the story.
Denmark's state-run postal service PostNord has just delivered its last ever letter, bringing an end to its 400-year run. That means Denmark is the first country to decide that physical mail is no longer essential or economically viable. Denmark is one of the world's most digital nations, making it much less reliant on postal services than many other countries. According to PostNord, letter delivery has declined by more than 90% since 2000. PostNord told CNN that, quote, most communication now arrives in our electronic mailboxes, and the reality today is that e-commerce and the parcel market far outweigh traditional mail. To mark the change, PostNord released a campaign video showing Danish actress Ellen Hillingso reading its last letter to the public. Instead of posting letters, Danes will now have to drop them off at kiosks in shops. Private company DAO will then courier those letters to both domestic and international addresses. PostNord will still continue to deliver packages as online shopping remains popular.
Brilliant. Shout out to the Danes. So they are ahead of the curve.
So they're not really stopping delivery. They're just like, we're not going to carry your letters anymore.
No. But that's
because they're still going to deliver packages. No. So they're still doing the mail.
No, but I said that. No, they're not. You got FedEx. You got Amazon. You got, obviously.
So you're just talking about privatization is all you're saying.
No. You don't need mail. You don't need mail.
You didn't hear the last part of the
checks. Letters, but, I mean, cars.
But, yeah, I guess, I mean.
Don't take it from me. Take it from Denmark.
No, the thing, it sounded like what they were saying, though, because people probably still send out letters and stuff like that. It's not totally gone, but they make it in a way where if you do need to send something out,
but that's,
you
that's
go
to
this specific
point.
Place.
Everything that the
but they're not delivering mail.
Everything that the Postal Service does, you can do otherwise, and you don't need
yeah,
mail.
So you just want to privatize it.
No,
that's it.
No, you're twisting it around. You don't need, it's a waste. I'm trying to save our taxpayers' money. Hey. Vote for me.
Hey, I'm siding with the people on this one, man. The Postal Service
people
on this
of the
one,
United
man.
States or Denmark?
We don't never. Oh, I don't know nothing about Denmark, but
those not my people.
Yeah, those ain't my people. I don't know buddy like that. Yeah,
you might stand out there.
Wow. Really? There's Black Danes in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. 281, I'm very much with that point. I've made that point before. I'm trying not to get in the full-blown argument here. That's really the issue here, because all the companies that you talk about privately that do it, they also lean on the post office at other times.
They do not.
They do.
Literally all the companies you listed, Lopez, depend on the post office.
There's a lot of final leg. No, there's a lot of final leg don't. Delivery that's done by the U.S. Postal Service.
No, they do not.
He's been right. saying this for years.
Look
man.
It up. Look
I just
it kinda, up.
I just
oh, yes,
because
I have not looked this up. Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Well, salute to Denmark, man. I'm wondering what other countries going to eventually follow this. Mm-hmm. Because they're the first country, clearly.
Hopefully this one.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting kind it of might pilot be program source.
I'm trying to increase money for our postal carriers and viability for our constituents and everything else.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Mitch Sabin and the Loop Sports Radio 610. So I've been talking about this Grand Theft Auto 6 game for a long time. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to keep talking about it.
I'm going to keep talking about it, man. Grand Theft Auto 6 is supposed to come out this year, but I'm not holding my breath on it. However, I do feel like the city of Houston is kind of Grand Theft Auto 6-ish or just Grand Theft Auto, period. So let's go to ABC 13. with this wild story on a chase.
The sheriff's office says that a man is in custody after ramming into several cars in a military-style truck, then leading deputies on a long chase.
The chase finally came to an end with a SWAT scene right here on 59, right here near Little York. According to the sheriff's office, the chase started around 10 o'clock last night after they got a call saying a military-style truck had been involved in a hit-and-run. They say when deputies tried to pull the driver over, he took off and led them on what ended up being more than an hour-long chase.
Driver, if you can hear me, I need you to exit the vehicle now.
It's estimated right now that the suspect struck about 10 vehicles prior to the initiation of the pursuit. So we don't really have a motive or anything at this point. The Harris County District Attorney's Office has been notified of the incident.
And during that chase, deputies say spike strips were used, even shots were fired, but none of that worked in getting him to stop. Finally, when the truck had a flat tires here on 59, SWAT was called in. Eventually, tear gas was used to get this man out of the truck and in custody. He was not hurt.
What the hell you need Grand Theft Auto for? Were you living it right here in Houston?
When did you say this was again?
This what you said when?
Yeah, when?
I want to say it was this week or last week. Yeah. It was recent.
Man, I just missed it.
That's wild.
A military style truck.
So what was his story? I mean, what was he doing?
I have no. Yeah. This is Grand Theft Auto. You don't need no backstory.
he was having a good time.
Just drive around and go on a high speed chase.
Was he like in a Hummer or something?
No, it was. It looked like a. It looked like a 18-wheeler type truck.
Okay, like a little box bit, truck.
But just the front end of it. Yeah.
No, you can see the video out there. It was kind of wild, man. I'm like, first of all, what you doing in this truck?
Yeah, the first thing I thought was Saturday. Where did he get this from?
This might have been Saturday.
That sounds right.
There were a lot of helicopters over my house on Saturday.
Yeah, no, it was a lot going on.
And where's your house again?
Oh, right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 8507 Queens Boulevard.
First one of the year. You know what this reminded me, though? Because, you know, if you're not familiar with Grand Theft Auto, they base it's an open world game. They base it off of, like, various American cities. There's kind of a fictionalized version of L.A., fictionalized version of New York, fictionalized version of Miami. Why have they never thought to, like, have one of these based on Houston? Because Houston would work.
It should be. Mm-hmm. It should be, because if you haven't played Grand Theft Auto, you can just pretty much use the title or the name, just steal cars. Mm-hmm. You can steal cars. Some people be in high-speed chases with trucks and helicopters and all that stuff going on. That was exactly what happened. Just a random-ass, big-ass military truck just on the loose. And they trying to stop this.
I wish I would have seen video of this. I'll look it up.
You can find it. Yeah it's up there.
Saturday was it about midday? Was it during the day?
I'm not sure. I seen the video.
I sure hope not. Because he was driving around for an hour. I just know traffic was a mess.
I'm talking like to the point where I stopped what I was doing. I was refinishing that furniture I told you about. And I was in the backyard and I was like, what is
it? It was
that?
A couple
like
big
five helicopters.
It was a couple big accidents, I want to say, from like Friday to yesterday or Sunday.
Yeah.
I was stuck in traffic going 610, going towards, kind of towards NRG. And I was stuck in that traffic for like an hour.
Yeah.
Just on the side path. And that's the one, I think a center point vehicle was crashed into an 18-wheeler or something like that.
Right.
Unfortunately, somebody died in that. But it was a couple big accidents over the weekend, man. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, check that video out whenever y'all get the chance. As I continue on the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610, I guess Houston just starting off on a wild 2026. So it was a fire at an apartment complex. This might have been in the Sheldon area, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And dozens of people were without a home. And this is thanks to a lady who decided to set her boyfriend's clothes on fire.
A woman sets fire to her boyfriend's clothes, and now dozens of people here at this apartment complex are without a home. We even saw a firefighter who fell from the second floor because the damage is so bad. Firefighters tell us they responded earlier today after the woman got into a domestic dispute with her boyfriend. She then used his clothes, put it in a barbecue pit, and set it on fire. That fire spread to dozens of units here at the South Lake Villas Apartments here in Sheldon. We saw several neighbors out here collecting what items they had left and what they could salvage from that fire, but many of them don't know where they will be going next. Neighbors tell me Red Cross is assisting and apartment management is supposed to be helping them as well. This case is ongoing.
Just throw it out in the street she like a normal person,
yeah,
man.
Put it in a barbecue pit.
She put it in a barbecue pit.
I was going to say, at least she put it in the barbecue kit, but clearly that didn't matter
no.
because it burnt down the apartment.
See, this is a manifestation of a lesson that we all need to learn.
Yeah.
Being petty seems fun. You need to keep it to limits.
Yeah.
If you're trying to be maximum petty, that can
Once
ruin.
It start affecting me, then I have an issue with it. Well, it affected 12 families.
And you're being reasonable about a situation where people are completely unreasonable.
Oh, certainly. No, like, you're right. No, clearly.
They've lost it.
Clearly, she was not in a level-headed mind yes. when she was like, you know what? I'm going to barbecue your Jordans. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that was not level-headed.
There was no reasoning with her at that point.
From the 832, does she have a sister? I might be married to her. All right.
Uh-oh. Okay. Man.
All right.
I wonder what the hell he do. Like, at this point, bro,
that's
what did
a good question. Because
yeah. why did you, like, I'm blaming you
she
for
cooked
it.
You.
Well, maybe, because there's not. One of two yeah. things. She might have wildly overreacted, or he might be an absolute menace.
Yeah.
And I think either way, that's one hilarious, even though it's terrible, right? On the other side is that it's awful that you end up with such a terrible outcome.
You barbecued your clothes,
just
man.
Just put yeah, it on man. The street. Yeah, come on, man. Hey, just leave him, man. Yeah. We got to do all this stuff.
But again, I don't think she was in a state of mind where yeah. You could have reasoned with her.
By the way, that Odyssey is courtesy of KPRC2.
Okay.
It's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. Man, I haven't done this segment since last year.
The worst. I'm not giving you any laughs or claps for that. Nobody likes that guy.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm joking around. I don't like that guy either. And apparently, the Raging Italian do not like that guy.
Oh no.
Yeah, he don't like that guy either. So his sons, I guess they went out for New Year's Eve, came back 10 in the morning and some stuff like that. And the father was not happy about it. And the son hit him with that joke with the, we haven't seen you since last year. And he did not appreciate it. And this is what it sounded like.
You f***ing stayed out all night. You guys came home this morning around 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, and it's New Year's.
I don't give a f***. If it's
New Year's.
Year's,
same me.
You're f***ing driving home at f***ing 10 o'clock in the morning. You're up all night.
Dude,
probably with no f***ing sleep. You're drinking.
Dude, I didn't even see you since last year. You're already bitching at me?
What do you mean last year? I saw you f***ing last night.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since last year.
That's a f***ing stupid joke. Don't f***ing do that seen you since last year. I'll see you next year. You're that f***ing guy. You guys were f***ing up all night. You f***ing come home at 11 o'clock in the morning, dude.
Oh, I haven't seen you since last year.
Yeah, we haven't seen you since last year.
You know what? You can take that's a stupid saying. Yeah, it's like telling me at 11:59. I'll see. No, but the f***ing jerk who played that f***ing stupid game at 11:59. I'll see you next year.
I know his blood pressure is insane.
I'm with him on that.
Or it's
man.
Not. I mean, that might That's be normal. What, that might be what like keeps him sane. Like he's
I can't.
Left it all out.
There's no way. They rage bait him so easily.
He doesn't suppress anything.
We got to hang out with this guy. Do the Texans play in New York next year? Somehow.
Oh,
no, the Giants play here. I just saw
they play here. We got to try to get them down here for a game or something.
He bites on every pump fake. I mean, every play action he's in the backfield, he bites on it. I will say, he was 100% right. What y'all mean? Y'all was out drinking all night, came out 10 back at 10 in the morning. Y'all was driving around drunk and tired? Are you crazy?
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with him on this one, man. I hate when people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, get y'all out of here on this real quick. It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Salute to Lauren Rutledge.
Yeah, Lauren Rutledge.
Yeah. Did y'all see that viral video of her? Yeah. I think she was working the Ole Miss and was it Ole Miss and Georgia game?
Yeah, I believe because she did the sideline.
She did an interview on the field somewhere and then had to run across the field on the sideline to sprint and get to the desk.
Yeah.
Where she had to do it and she was like hauling ass too. Yeah. And
it's nice to know that everybody's cutting back and making people do multiple jobs. Yeah. She was the sideline reporter and the halftime host.
Yeah.
They be making Vanessa Richardson do that on Space City Home Network too.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, so she was hustling across there. And salute to Chris Berman. He decided to do a little play-by-play.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Look at this. Now, you've just done an interview, and you could go all the way to the sidelines, but it doesn't end it. Oh my God, we got the band. Is it the Stanford Cal game? No, it's not. There are the tubas, there are the drums, and watch it. What? And a what? and then the xylophone. Be careful. And then we got to get you on the set. Tim, get out of the way. Laura, you got the mic. Have a seat. And I want to say this, because we're watching NFL Live on a Monday. I have seen, personally, a lot of great runs in the history of Monday football. That just took the cake.
Salute to her, man.
It was awesome.
Hustling, yeah. She was gone, too. And I'm sure she had some heels on, too.
Yes, she did. Yeah, full she sprint. Did. And yeah. I think
on that turf.
Most impressive thing is, yes, the turf is also part of it. She sat down, immediately got to work.
Like, oh, yeah. It was like just.
Didn't look like she was breathing heavy.
Put her
heavy
hair
or nothing,
over
boom.
Her ears and let's go.
And then yeah. they had makeup on her too. I'm like, I'd be sweating, looking like a looking yeah. like a Christmas yeah. Pig.
And just how
on
cool
TV.
That Furman did that. Yeah, that's so cool for her.
Yeah. So shout out to Laura Rutledge, all the other fantastic professionals. And shout out, if you don't mind, to One Figgy Fig mm-hmm. for a fantastic start to the new year.
I'll let y'all do it tomorrow.
No,
I heard y'all. Y'all did pretty good.
No,
I'll let y'all do it tomorrow.
I do not believe that
no,
one
we
bit.
Did not.
All right, that's the mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media if you think that you see something that's mixtape worthy. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before then, we've got some executives, some anonymous executives talking about the AFC. What are the execs saying about the Texans and others? Let's talk about it next.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.